This is Linda Morgan from More FM in the River, and I'm speaking with Tammy Marudas. She's the Community Development Manager for Canadian Blood Services. Thanks so much for taking the call today.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much for having me on.
Now, Canadian Blood Services has launched its Give 3 in 2023 campaign. So what can you tell me about the campaign?
The Give 3 in 2023 challenge asks people across Canada to commit to supporting patients in three different ways, starting today, throughout the winter holidays and into the new year. It's easy to get a head start on your Give 3 in 23 commitments. You don't have to wait. In fact, I don't want you to wait until the new year to get started. You can begin your challenge today.
And, of course, some people do choose to wait because they're busy spending money around the holidays. And that also takes time, too, with preparing for Christmas and everything. So would you say that you typically see a drop in donations for blood or money around this time of the year?
You know what, Linda, it can be a challenging time for sure. It's certainly not front of mind for a lot of people for the many reasons you mentioned. But we also continue to experience the impact of COVID-19 through a high number of appointment cancellations. People, you know, can't donate when they're not well. So it's no secret that there are many people unwell right now with colds, flus, COVID, and other viruses. That's why we need more people across Niagara, especially new donors, to become regular donors and start donating blood. I think with this challenge, the beauty is that it's not a one-size-fits-all. People can determine what works best for them. And we've got some suggestions online. So it ranges from donating blood, posting your donation to social media, sharing at Canada's Lifeline social posts, joining the stem cell registry, or registering to become an organ tissue donor, giving a financial contribution, or my favorite, bringing a friend with you to your next appointment.
Any cash that's raised through the campaign, how will that be used?
I'm not the source expert on that, but we do have a foundation department, and there's many different aspects as far as where the funds would go, ranging from recruitment, promotions, and so on.
And would you say that there's a higher need for any particular blood types?
You know what? We have a constant need for blood, for sure. If there's Niagara residents that know that they are O negative blood, however, that they are the true universal donors, and they're the ones that the blood type is often used for emergency situations, and there's always a high demand for O negative blood. But again, right now, all blood donors are, you know, asked to join the challenge.
And how can somebody join the stem cell registry or register for organ donation?
They can do a one-stop right at blood.ca, and we have all that information there. And also, if people are interested in donating blood, appointments are required, and appointments can be booked online at blood.ca, on Give Blood app, or by calling 1-888 to donate. And in fact, you know, I think it's a great recommendation to ask a family member, friend, or colleague to book an appointment to donate at the same time as you. And together you can make donating blood a new meaningful tradition.
Excellent. A great idea. Well, thank you very much for taking my call today.
Thank you, Linda, for having me on.